Okay. All right, everybody, welcome. We wanted to hop on just to chat about our first 400 program. We have a lot of new followers that have been submitting questions. So we are here just to answer some of those questions that you guys have.
Yeah, so let's kind of get right into it. So I think we've talked a lot about some of the test outs, some of the protocols and the videos and things like that, some of the nuts and bolts. Where this really starts to become a little bit hard sometimes is when we get a little kickback from especially new hires, and it happens, and you can almost set your watch to it. Jennifer, what is the time period you get a little kickback from them?
So I can mark it on the calendar. New hires are going to give you kickback within the first couple of weeks. And go, what have I got myself into? Your existing team members
I was going to
are
say
going
that
to
was the
love
next
your new
question.
team member for the first 2 weeks in the honeymoon phase when everyone's on their best behavior. Between day 19 and 21, they're going to hate them and they are going to want to fire them, even though they help participate in hiring them.
Yeah, and that usually happens right at week three, almost to the minute. And it's pretty funny. It's almost laughable when we get those slacks or things like that and say, this person's not working out, and say, well, this is week three, just give them one more week. And so what are some of those? Let's start with the new team member then. What are some of those objections that we start to hear, in the first, usually by week two is kind of when we start to hear it a little bit, right?
Yeah, I mean, with a new team member, it is overwhelming. I think we have to recognize that. I tell people this in the interview process. Again, I don't shy away from it, especially if you have someone who's coming into your practice without dental experience. It's an entirely new language, and this is not something that is not happening live. Right. We are working on patients live, whether they're back office or front office. You know, they don't get to just watch a video of a surgery. We have that in our training platform as well. But at some point, you're going to have to be in on the surgery. When you're in front office, we have videos on our training platform that show how to do a treatment presentation. With our team members being the worst Karen patients in the world, they're amazing videos that is part of the platform. But at some point, you're going to have a patient in front of you and you have to do it, right? So there is a lot that's coming at them at one time, but I'm very honest with them. I will tell them by week two, you're going to wonder what you've got yourself into. And even in week two, with the goals and the checklists and everything that is provided in this program, they can already see the progress that they're starting to make. And that's very hard to recognize sometimes when you're in it and you are just seeing how much further you have to go. So I try to put that in perspective for them, and that's why we break it down to, but hey, what was even on the checklist that we talked about last week? What is the biggest win that you've had from this week? You learned new terminology or a new procedure that you didn't know before. They're always making progress.
Right. I think that's huge. And so I think giving them a little bit of a timeline, and this whole system is all about a timeline and knowing what to expect, whether it's from the team member or from the team or from the doctors, right? And so that's the weight that kind of gets lifted off my shoulders as a doctor, is knowing kind of what to expect and knowing that if I'm not seeing those results at certain time periods, this might not work, or I need to jump in and see, hey, how do we get this person up to speed, or how do we get this back on track, whatever it is. So that's a huge thing. Okay, so we got the timeline and we got some of the common objections from the new hire when they come in. You can set your watch to it. What about the existing team? This is the team that hired this person. This is the team that knows the first 400 inside and outside. They helped build a lot of it. What happens when they start to give objections, and what are those objections?
You're going to have objections. There are people who feel like there is something wrong if something is not wrong all the time. I mean, some of this is just the nature of people. So this is a question we are asked a lot when we are starting the discovery process with a private client of how am I going to roll this out? It's great to roll this out, a training program like this, to new team members because they don't know any different. But my existing team members are going to go, hell no, I'm not changing the way that I'm doing things. And getting the buy-in for the process for this and most team members you will find are looking for structure. They're looking for the checklist. They're looking for, they don't want to be bad employees, right? They want to help your team. They want to help patients. People care about what they're doing. Not everyone is just, I just want my paycheck and get out. They're actually asking for this, even if they're not asking for you from this directly. And they don't know where to start with it, which is why we have this built out already. Now, that being said, yes, there is accountability that happens with this. Especially with new team members, they're tested because if they're not doing something according to the protocols that we've set, that new team member is saying, hey, on this cheat sheet, that's not what step five is. And they hate it. They hate it deep in their soul. But okay, why are we not doing step five the way that it is according to the cheat sheet? We are very open to updating the protocols If there's a better way to do it, we want to hear about it. But until we agree on that, what is on that cheat sheet is Bible. So if you're not doing it that way, that's a break in protocol. So that's the first objection that we hear from existing team members.
Yeah, that's a it's a huge point. I mean, this is, the day in a dental office, whether we like it or not, no matter how much first 400 or protocols we have, there's a little bit of jazz going on, right? Where everyone's kind of reading off each other and kind of playing, but there's still a script, right? And so this is if we have a baseline and we have things that we know are supposed to be get done, then the expertise, then the experience kind of gets layered on top of that. But without that baseline, you're just relying on that expertise or that experience. And then people are going off all on the rails and they're doing their own thing. No one's working in concert together. And so that's where the problems happen. So that was a really good point that we've had, I guess, almost all new hires come in and kind of hold our existing team feet to the
Certainly.
fire.
Yes.
And yeah, it I think they don't like it probably in the moment, but they realize, like, okay, if I'm not doing this, they can't feed off me. I can't guide them a little bit. They can't kind of follow my lead, whatever it is. Secondarily, they also know that, okay, why aren't we doing step number five?
Right.
Is step number five not needed anymore, or do we need to
Right.
change step five? That's fine, and we're doing that almost every day in our practice, kind of fine tuning and updating things. I think you update cheats all the time, but we need to talk about it. We need to agree on it. We can't just say we're not going to do step five today. We might do it tomorrow. That's where things go really, really wrong. Yeah.
Well, and the second part of this usually happens down the line after you do have a team member who's been with you for a little while, that this is their accountability. It's very difficult, using AR as an example. My front office is extremely clear on what our AR policies are. They know bar none, backwards, forwards, their bonus, it's our profit sharing plan, is tied into this. So they are literally vested in this just as much as you are practice owners and them collecting revenue for you. If there is a break in that protocol and they have it laid out that if a patient has a balance, that balance needs to be collected before their appointment and it's not done, I go to them with that cheat sheet. This is where the step was broken in the protocol. I need an explanation as to why that was not done. If we are making an outlier situation out of every situation, that becomes a problem very quickly. And so that is where sometimes existing team members then will start to kick back against the system and say, well, we just have to follow everything according to the protocols, and I just have to follow everything according to the cheat sheet. Yeah, you sure do. Yeah, you sure do. We use the analogy of the pilot all the time. A pilot has a checklist that they go through on their first day and their last day of retirement. You have a checklist. You need to go through it. That is part of the commitment that you have working for this company. That's part of the game. And there, we just had this story come up with one of our team members who had been with us for a while, started to have a little bit of issue with some of the protocols and the accountability, had to move out of state, and just heard that the new office she's working in is a single doctor. There is no one there to train her. She is the only one who is running the front office. They do not have SOPs. They do not have protocols. They don't have any kind of support. She has dental experience and has no idea where to start and is begging for a training platform for that office, like what she just left.
And I think that it's funny because the same people that have these objections going into the job are the same people that are diehard in the middle of the job and the same people that miss them when they leave and find another situation that it does not have these things. And so I think it's because it just creates this level of ease a little bit, even though it is holding our feet to the fire and we're have this accountability, but we all know what's expected of us. It's crystal clear. There's no ambiguity at all to it. And I think that is what I've noticed in my own career is one of the biggest things to reduce stress and reduce the unknown.
And we even have a form for how they can submit suggestions on how to improve things as well. Again, we're very open to that, but we want them to think through it too. Like, how is this impacting? Are you trying to change a protocol for one patient because there was an issue with one person, or is this going to be better for the whole? And so again, we're giving them that open form to be able to do that, but to actually have them have some critical thinking skills that go along with it. And we can help you set up that process as well. This one. So if you would like to learn more about how we can help you implement a process like this in your practices, please feel free to reach out to us. We're happy just to chat. even to just connect and network with other colleagues who have had the same struggles that we have had. So reach out by email, connect at pathwaydentalsolutions.com. You can also find us on the website, and we're happy to talk through what some of your team struggles are.
We'll see you guys next time. Looking forward to connecting.
Bye.
Bye.